Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Roundup, an overview of the hot hits and news talk radio for this week. It's the second full week of October, from the 9th, 13th, Friday the 13th. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Well, that's not one of the items on the charts. We have 10 stories and 10 people on the list, as is usually the case. You can find this every weekend at gooddayshow.com and also talkers.com, the list here to discuss said items. Jennifer Horn does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles and also is a frequent appearer. Is that a good word? You make frequent appearances, so are you a frequent appearer?
I like it. I'm an appearer.
Yeah, that's right. Kind of like my Gaga.
Right.
And Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen from the Good Day program. So before, I always like when Jennifer is here to discuss some of the nuance of living in Los Angeles, California. Seems like your esteemed governor, Mr. Newsom, has signed a bill expanding what is generally referred to as the conservatorship law.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is for untreated mental illness, folks who have addiction issues. So what does this do for the average taxpayer in California?
Well, he's been signing a lot of stuff lately. A lot of vetoes, a lot of signings.
Running for president. I want people to know who
exactly.
I am.
That's right.
Yeah.
Know who I am? I'm Governor Hairgel. I'm torn on this one.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Governor Hairgel, is that what you call him?
That's what I call him, yeah.
Governor
Hairgel.
He's
got Hairgel. The nice do. You know, he's got that
right.
Presidential do. So I think, you know, it's sad because I've been so ruined. And part of it is your fault because you have.
Thank you.
You've made me question everybody. And, you know, as I've gotten older, I've questioned everybody. And I think the COVID stuff has made me question everything. And so I think maybe 5 years ago, I would have applauded this, saying, hey, now that it's easier for the government to get you off the streets if you are drug addicted or mentally ill, because it's a huge part of our homeless population. And there's really nothing they can do other than a 3-day 5150 hold, which is not helping anybody. So I think previously that would have been something that I would have supported. But now, knowing how much government is run amok, when you have Hillary Clinton last week saying that Trump supporters need to be put into deprogramming, it makes me think, in California, where I'm outnumbered politically, if someone doesn't like that I question their dumb COVID restrictions, or if someone doesn't like that I vote for a certain person over another person, are they going to say, I'm mentally ill, or are they going to put me away because of this additional power? I mean, it is really kind of a slippery slope, whether you trust the government or not. Like, on face value, I want to do something about the homeless crisis, but you also have to realize people have rights, and you, who's the deciding factor as to who's insane and who's not? And that's, I don't know, that's where the slippery slope comes in for me.
We could put 20 million people away because there are that many people who are actively against a lot of the things, and maybe even more than that now, when it comes to masks and COVID shots and all that other
think
stuff.
Think about it, how hardcore Gavin Newsom was during COVID, and I chose not to get the vaccine, and I couldn't even go out to dinner, and they wanted to close down our small businesses, and everything was, like, shut down. What if they said, well, she's not able to take care of herself because she's choosing not to get the vaccine? Could they put me away? I mean, it's
a scary thought, yeah.
It's
well, hindsight puts us into focus with all of that stuff, including the masks, which didn't do any good unless you had N95, and even that was questionable. All the focus on getting the shots and what happens, and there are those who support Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who, by the way, turns out to be number 7 this week on the people list from Talkers.
Yeah.
The fact that his voice is the way it is because of his reaction to a shot, to the COVID shot. So, anyway.
Is that true? Is that what caused that condition for him?
That's what he says, and that's what doctors say that have treated him. So, what does that do for
him? I didn't know. Because I didn't notice it. It's really funny, because I've told you, I've met him before. And I didn't remember him having that voice. And now I know that that's a condition, like Susan Collins has it. It's a disease. So I didn't, but I hadn't heard that. Interesting.
All right, this is a subtext to reality. I just I go to the NASA website every day. Jay gets a kick out of this, and Jennifer gets a kick out of it, too, or used to when she was here with me every day. And the NASA website today headline reads, "Humans may be living on the moon by 2040.
Sign me up.
There you go.
Can I get
Let's
a cheap out?
Yep. Let's go. All right, the number 10 item on the story list this week, all the strikes. United Auto Workers escalating the walkout against the big three automakers. They shut down the biggest Ford plant. They're threatening to do the same thing with the Jeep, big Jeep plant, and General Motors as well. So now there are 8,700 more members on the street, and they're looking for more because apparently the big three don't want to, according to the fellow who's the chairman, or he's the president of the union. His name is Sean Fain. I always think, all I can think of is Sinn Fein, the Irish stuff, when I see his name. Anyway, the Ford plant made the most popular thing that Ford sells, the pickup trucks. And so this is not going to help them any, although there's, they say that there are 90 days, there's a 90-day supply. But still, this has been going on now for over a month. You'd like to think, it kind of, you know, you can put a lot of different things together with this. The strikes in Los Angeles, Jennifer, and I guess we ought to get an update. All the it isn't just the.
It's a quick one. Still on strike.
Yeah. Well, but the they've gone away from the table. The actors have.
Yeah.
But the other, there are a lot of people, service people, that are on strike in Los Angeles. You never hear anything about that because of the focus on people in, quote, the business.
Right.
So who else is on strike there? What am I going to encounter when I come to L.A. next week?
Well, you've still got, I think the United Auto Workers are still on strike. That's not necessarily affecting Los Angeles as much, but they're still
on strike. The plants in California,
Yeah, you've got the actors that are still on strike, and I guess the meetings this week did not go well. They just cut them all off.
No.
Then you've got the hotel workers, which are on strike, but only occasionally. And those are all the big hotels in Los Angeles, the cleaning crew, the support staff, all of that. They are still trying to negotiate, but they go off like one day at a time and then come back. And then Kaiser does the same thing. Kaiser, the medical workers there, they're not doctors and nurses, but they are, again, the support staff that are on strike. And those strike days last week, I guess, got pretty bad. You had strikers throwing eggs and stuff at people trying to get into the hospital. And from what I've heard, they hired professional, like, agitators to come out with the strikers. So those are the people who are out there throwing stuff at people. And look, I guess that makes it a little different for me because these are people who know that people need to get into medical centers. They need to get into hospitals. It could be a matter of life and death. You don't have to throw eggs at people. So enough of that kind of stuff. But they're going back on strike, I think, the first week of November if they don't get anything done this month. So lots of people on strike around here.
So what is how do you put on your resume what you do if you're a professional agitator? What does that look like?
Usually they think that's talk radio, but
resume,
you know.
Right, exactly. Yep. All right, and talk TV as well.
Right,
so let's bring ourselves around. We don't necessarily go through, I can go through the list quickly, but I'd like to pick and choose some of the things that I think have gotten more attention. At number 10, the strikes, as I said, the forced treatment law in California. That's number 9. I don't know that because we, on Jay and I on the Good Day program, have spent so much time this week talking about the Middle East. This didn't come before me at all. So what's this about?
It's a really great question. I'm going to have to look into it because I haven't heard much about it either, but I've been totally put up into war gear.
All of us have.
But I said, there has been a ton of new legislation that's been signed this week. Newsom's been going crazy on it. So.
Well, because nobody's paying attention because of the war. That nobody's paying attention to anything
else.
Oh, and
forced treatment is just what we talked about, actually. That's just the name they gave it.
Talking about before.
Yeah, about forcing people with mental illness to get treatment. Yeah, so what we talked about earlier is what they're calling the forced treatment law.
Well, isn't that a coincidence?
So we did hear about it.
Yes, we did. Number eight, the migrant situation. The wall. Biden looks so bad when it comes to this because he's like going down the same road that Trump went down, although he spent 4 years criticizing Trump for the belligerence, supposedly, that was being shown to people who just want to come here because they need our help. But no. Sorry. No sale.
It's a joke on the border. And when you look at what's happening with Hamas and Israel, you have to insist we have a secure border because there is no way to guarantee that those terror cells have not just walked their way into this country unchecked. It is
terrible. I think that you can pretty much count on that has happened, frankly. And so what does that mean for us is there is just this real, this deep-seated anger with these people. I want to set the war aside for later in the countdown so we can talk about it from several different perspectives. Okay, next here, Santos and what's going on with him facing new charges of lying. Apparently there's some interest in Carrie Lake running for the Senate. I don't know who.
Well, she's officially in the race now.
So what?
Well, you asked why we were talking about
it. I know.
So that was the answer. The answer is she declared that she's running this week.
And my response to that is, so what?
Well, there you go.
Okay. Presidential race. Again, all this stuff's been put on the back burner, at least the attention to it, because of what's going on in the Middle East. I don't know that, you know, other than, I shouldn't probably put it that way, because Robert F. Kennedy's getting a lot of attention. There are a couple of polls this week. I'm sure you talked about them, Jennifer, as well, that pitted the three of them, not two, but three, Biden, Trump, and Kennedy, in a race, if it were today, who would you vote for? And there were it changed during the course of the week. I remember, Jay, you and I talked about this on Monday. It was 31% would vote for Biden, 33% would vote for Trump, mm-hmm. and 19% would vote for RFK. If the election were today. So the question has come up, which we need to address, who would be more impacted of the other two if Kennedy is really going to build up a head of steam? We'll talk about that as we continue along here. 18 after on the Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. So if you're struggling to lose the stubborn areas of fat, here comes Elizabeth riding on her white horse to help those people who want to get transformed, Elizabeth, right?
Exactly. It's not a magic pill. It's nothing crazy. But what it is it's healthy weight loss.
Well, it's because it's all natural. The ingredients are things that are nothing but good for you and coupled with other things that the counselors can help you with, you are assured success. They want you to be successful. After all, it's good for you and it's good for them. Go to toploss.com, check out what the special is, and you even have things that make it easy for people to pay.
We've got an Afterpay available on the website, and then we can customize it by phone, too. So if you want to stock up and say big, you want to call us, our number's toll-free. It's 1-800-325-4366. Toploss.com is the website, too.
Toploss.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now. This is a good day program. Well, no, it's not really. It's the it's the good day interpretation of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, our Talk Radio review. And one of the things that we do on Good Day every day is to pick apart some of the things in social media, the trending items that you have a say on. You're interested in. So Jay posts a lot of material, and we then anticipate. We are excited to get your input. Right, Jay?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
See what
right.
people are into this week. And,
right, exactly.
You know, what news stories you've been following the most this week, and a lot of people are kind of like, no. It's a heavy-hearted news week. We even asked that recently of where is your heart right now.
Yeah. I left my heart in San Francisco. I don't know about you.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
All right, well, most people, when it comes to the news, as you're suggesting, are wrapped up about in what's going on in the Middle East. And so a lot of thoughts and prayers are going in that direction. All right, so then we asked a couple of other things to get your mind off of all of this stuff. And so maybe sharing some of the responses to questions like, which decade has the best music?
Ooh, right. Right? Right? Yeah. What would you two say?
The 90s.
I would say the 50s, 60s, most prominently the 60s and the early to mid 70s.
But wait, yeah, that's how Nelly and NSYNC were popular. What's wrong with you?
What is
Hit Me Baby One More Time hadn't come out yet.
Come on.
So Jeff Schmidt kind of agrees with both of you. Definitely the 80s, 70s, close second, but what a time to be alive. And then the 90s, wow, I was there, man. That is such a great response.
For you, Jeff.
Rick agrees with you, Doug. The 1950s, happy lyrics, songs you can dance to as well as clap to. They were just fun. Kelly French misses the 60s.
We had
music.
The business of the Isley Brothers, and one of the Isley Brothers passing away this week brings a lot of that particular soul stuff back to the surface again. Yeah, right. Anyway, keep going there, Jay.
Diana Julian says, you know it was the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Gayla Smith-Rowe says, best music, 70s. Why? Because it was the 70s, dude. That's how I imagine her saying it. Mark Moody says, the 70s by far. Why do they use those 70s hits in all of the commercials you hear and see? And Yip, spelled Y-I-P, Yip, they were the greatest.
Yip.
Buck Buchanan agrees with you too, Jen. The 90s, the final evolution of modern music before technology took over. That's accurate.
That's pretty true.
Well, and do you remember when if the DJ was spinning or whatever, they were actually spinning records. They were doing different
real
things.
There's
a lot of manual labor.
Yeah.
And now people go to concerts for DJs who are playing off of a laptop.
That's okay, right. So here's something that is scary.
I can hit the space bar too. Sorry, guys.
Jennifer's father, Jay's father, and me. All three of us, we all played music as disc jockeys. Off of real records.
Yep, my
when
dad
we were
would
on
play
the
in
air.
A club. Mm.
Yeah, right. So, people say, huh? Like, James, huh? What's a record?
I don't know. No, but they're back now.
I have a record player at the apartment.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh. I think everybody who was born after the year 2000 does.
My girlfriend and I jam to Elton John all the time.
Jam?
Yeah.
How do you jam to Elton John?
How do you not? What are you talking about?
Jam. All right, what's this other Halloween question that you got? We have a few seconds here.
Oh, yeah, just how into Halloween do you get? Dressing in costumes, decorating your home, getting candy for trick-or-treaters. I personally have noticed an uptick in outdoor decorations. I mean,
people
it is
want
like
to
Christmas.
Celebrate something.
Yeah, people want to celebrate. Margaret Prolu says, we decorate a little for fall and hand out candy for trick-or-treaters at night. I like to see teenagers come around. It's just good, clean fun for all of them and for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there is good, clean fun. And then, as you mentioned that, what's going on, the people who live in the house I grew up in have covered the lawn with skeletons. I mean, there must be 100 skeletons on the... All right. All right, 28 after here on the Countdown.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Hamas is encouraging residents in northern Gaza to disregard Israeli instructions to evacuate the area. With over 300,000 Israeli troops near the border, there's a growing speculation of an impending ground assault. Small Israeli ground units have already entered Gaza, and a journalist from Reuters lost their life today during rocket fire on the Lebanon-Israel border. A Fox News poll released on Wednesday found former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden tied in a head-to-head contest, with Biden at 49% and Trump at 48%.
Amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict, the U.S. is actively addressing the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. President Biden, speaking in Philadelphia, lashed out at Hamas.
These guys make they make Al-Qaeda look pure. They're pure evil.
He stated that his administration is collaborating with Arab nations to increase aid to Gaza. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
About 34 after the hour, this is Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. So we've been sort of dancing around a lot of the things, but for the most part, what is on people's minds this week and what is mostly the focus of talk radio, talk television, and most of our conversations among our friends, we go out to dinner. I was stopped at a restaurant last night coming back from an appointment to have a quick bite, and there was I sat at the counter, and there was a Chinese lady talking to a Jewish guy, and they were talking about what's going on in China and what's going on in Israel. It was a fascinating conversation. Obviously, he was trying to pick her up, obviously, and so they got into a conversation, but it was interesting to get their perspective on it because they were both born. I could tell by listening to the conversation, he was born in Israel and she was born in China. And here they are sitting at a little fish restaurant and they're talking about what everybody's talking about. And one of the aspects of this is the $6 billion that 2 weeks ago the federal government said, okay, well, let's give the Iranians back their money. And at that time, nobody kind of put two and two together. I put two and two together, at least, and I think that I'm correct. The money to do this, even though they've been planning the Hamas war for a year or more, the money wasn't there to really put it into play until this all happened. Now, you can say I'm crazy or I'm not crazy,
no,
but
that's exactly what happened. And for everybody who says, well, none of that $6 billion was used.
That's what Biden says, yeah, right.
Yeah, well,
they went to Afghanistan to get the money. They borrowed the money from the Afghanistanis.
It's there. They have it. It's in their repertoire. And by the way, because we've screwed up with gas and we don't do drilling at home, they've received about $50 billion from the United States in different oil funds. So if you think that $6 billion is bad, what the Biden policies on oil and gas has actually enriched Iran to do this. And so the planning went down as soon as Afghanistan was botched. When they saw what happened with Afghanistan, and it was a disgrace, that's when the planning, allegedly, if you believe the Wall Street Journal's reporting, that's when this all started.
Yeah.
It's all amazing right, so, how one thing can lead to, it's just a domino effect.
Yeah. So, as I said, the number one this week on most people's minds, television, radio, you name it, social media, the experiences that people have had, what we're watching happen in Israel. I have a very close friend with whom I've done business for decades, who, when I talked to him last week, we were talking some business stuff, and he said, I'm going to Israel for a week with my wife and a couple of my friends. And I was talking to him because he's Jewish and he'd never been there before, and I was telling him about the experiences I've had, loving my trips to Israel. I've been there five times, and a few, you know, highlights. And so I shared that, and so now let's pick it up there. Spencer Brown is with us, and his when you told me you were going, I think I was excited for you, right? And you were excited because you never have been before.
Yeah, Doug, as you correctly point out, I am Jewish. My wife and I had talked about going to Israel for a long time, 10-plus years, and we had this other couple that every dinner we had together, we'd talk about going, and finally about a year ago, we said, let's stop talking about it and let's actually go, which is what we did.
Right, just in time. Your timing was great.
Timing is everything.
Yeah, so you got over there, and you had a day, at least, didn't you, to do stuff before this all happened?
No, not at all, actually. We were mid-flight when the people we were traveling with had their Wi-Fi on. It was middle of the night for us. It was morning in Israel, and she said, oh, my God, I'm getting texts that that Hamas has invaded Israel across the Gaza border. So about halfway through our flight, started creeping through the main cabin, and people were obviously getting texts and checking news, and I jumped on and was reading reports from the Journal and the Times, and there was a full invasion in process while we were flying and, in fact, when we landed.
So when you first thought that you saw it and you were thinking about it, was there any, did like the captain come on and say there's a problem in Israel, maybe we should turn around or land somewhere else? Did that ever happen?
No, by either design or intent or just happenstance. The pilots never said anything. It was actually kind of strange. And we were sitting up front close to the flight attendants and started talking to them, and really word came back that we had some options either to land. Well, I don't know that there were options. They were considering landing in Israel or diverting to Greece or Cyprus. But they never said anything until they got on just like any other flight about a half hour to go, and then acknowledged that, ladies and gentlemen, as you may have heard, that there's a situation in Israel. You know, rest assured it's safe to land, and that was that. I have to say, it wasn't handled, as far as I'm concerned, very well, but that's a completely different and minor story, you know, in light of what's gone on there.
All right, so you got off the plane. What was it like in the airport, and then when you went to your hotel? What was kind of going on, and what were you thinking?
What was going on, it was just very solemn. I mean, the fog of war is a very apt metaphor. No one really understood exactly what was going on other than there was clearly an invasion. At that point, the death toll was estimated to be, and this was all kind of chatter in the airport, at 200. So people didn't understand the scale and scope of what had happening, and at that time, what was still happening. It was just a very solemn, quiet time in the airport. I would say, you know, I'm from New York City. It was like 9/12, if not, you know, the evening of 9/11. Just people trying to gather and comprehend what had happened. Mm-hmm. And then what we were thinking was the same thing. You know, is this an event? Is it something even bigger? And I would say each hour it just became more and more apparent, you know, that it was something bigger. And we were trying to figure out whether to stay at the airport. A lot of confusion. Do we stay at the airport? Do we just go to our hotel and see what's happening from there? And that's ultimately what we decided to do, is get to the hotel. At least, you know, that was a ground where we could base ourselves and just figure this all out, or at least try to determine what was happening.
Having a conversation with my good friend Spencer Brown, as he's indicated, he's from New York. He went to Israel with his wife and a couple of friends to visit on the first trip. They encounter all of this. So you're at the hotel. Then what you actually ended up spending back and forth with you, was it 3 or 4 days? How long did you actually end up staying, sort of having to stay there?
Yeah, having to stay is the correct term. We stayed 3 days. We really didn't leave the hotel, but the first night when we got there, yeah, this is a surreal situation. The fog of war is very true. You know, just a lot of different reports trying to figure out what our options were. We had a guide that was going to, supposed to take us around the country, and she was calling us. But the first night we were, you know, the missiles were flying over Tel Aviv, and we were sitting in the lobby on the one hand, you know, having dinner with a lot of people, and it was like a normal resort hotel. And then, you know, the sirens would ring, and we would go into the bomb shelter, which is really the inner part of the building. You know, in Israel, the staircases are fortified, and that's where people go if they don't have exact shelter. In the basement, we were probably in and out of that 4 times, and then you'd go back to the lobby, and it was just a surreal situation. What was interesting is probably the wrong word, but this was just rolling, you know, things coming in, and rolling realization that this was not only a horrific nightmare situation for Israel, but strategically, you know, a huge country-changing, history-changing event. And I think that started to dawn on people Monday morning, Israel time. Just to give you a sense, you know, Sunday morning, which would have been our first full day there, our guide was asking if we wanted to go touring up north because she thought it was safe. And we said thanks, but I didn't think it was appropriate. And also, for safety reasons, just wanted to stay close. By Monday, her advice was just get out of the country. And I think that really is, you know, kind of symbolizes or really sums up what happened there.
So what did you see, though, in reality, in terms of the Israelis and what they were doing to mobilize? Certainly there were a lot of reports, but because Israel is such a small country, and Tel Aviv's not that big either, you go, you know, you're not that far from Jerusalem, and the Gaza Strip is right there, and what was going on is right there. So did you ever feel like you were literally in danger? And as you looked at what was going on, the goosebumps, the chills go up and down your spine, kind of what you experienced was something, as you just suggested, that would probably be life-changing. Certainly you'll be able to talk about it for the rest of your life. But what kind of did you actually experience?
Well, I'd say there were two things. Tel Aviv, just to give your listeners a sense, it's about 45 miles, and probably less as the crow flies, from the Gaza Strip. So it would be like being in a suburb of New York with war going on, you know, down in the city. And so what we heard and saw, we saw a lot of missiles. You could see them streaking through the sky at night. We heard the Iron Dome blowing up a lot of missiles. And we saw there were, you know, because it shares the same coastline, literally if you walk down the water from, you know, for 45 miles from Tel Aviv, you would walk into the Gaza Strip. There were a lot of boats and fighter helicopters patrolling the shore. That was mostly what we saw. You could hear, you know, we'd be sitting. It was, again, surreal is really the word I've kept using for our experience, tragic for theirs. But you could, on the one hand, we were sitting, because there was nothing to do at the hotel, you know, on the roof by the pool. And then on the other hand, you could hear the bombs going off, you know, in Gaza on Tuesday and Monday. So it was a very strange situation for us. Never felt, you know, in personal danger. I did get out Tuesday night, but I did feel the sense of, and I think this is what a lot of Israelis feel, of being trapped and things closing in. You've got enemies to the south. You've got Hezbollah shooting rockets to the north. There's the threat of the Palestinian uprise on the West Bank, and then there's the Mediterranean Sea. Those are basically Israel's borders. I'm oversimplifying. So that's really what I felt. If I didn't get out, the things were starting to close in and ratcheting up, and it was a very unsettling feeling.
So how long, actually, was the airport ever really closed, or how long did it take you to arrange to get out?
The airport wasn't permanently closed, but a lot of carriers, and American carriers in particular, stopped flying in and out. Air France stopped flying, so there were just less flights going in and out. It took about 48 hours, to get our plans, and ended up flying El Al out, but kept on flying, I think, as a show of strength. But, you know, and if we hadn't gotten out Tuesday, it really would have been difficult. And the government now is chartering planes and getting people out by, you know, flying them out, I think even by ground and also sea. So it's a situation that you know, is deteriorating as far as things closing in and war ratcheting up.
Mm. You're talking about our government, the American government, has hired the carriers to send whatever planes they can get to get. There's like 100,000 Americans who live in Israel.
There's a lot of Americans that live there, and there's always a lot of Americans visiting.
Yep.
So, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm glad you're safe because of our friendship. I'm glad that I don't want to say I'm glad you had the experience, but I think it's an experience that, as you tell the story here, helps us all to understand on a person-to-person basis, someone who's not directly involved in the war itself, but the way it's coagulating and how many people are involved and how earth-shaking it is, not just for you and the experience you had, but for the world. So I appreciate it, and I'm glad you're okay. Spencer Brown, who went to Israel for a good time, didn't have it, but he's okay, and he's safe back here in America. Thanks for joining us on the Talk Radio Review. It's 48 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown show for this week. It's the week of October 9th to the 13th. Doug Steffen here with the stories that we have posted both on gooddayshow.com and at talkers.com. At number 10, the UAW strike and all the other strikes that are going on around the country. Number 9, the forced treatment law that was passed in California. Number 8, the border crisis, migrants in the focus. A redistricting case in South Carolina has gotten a lot of attention. That's number 7. The new charges against Congressman Santos, number 6. Presidential race is number 5 on the list. Trump, and I haven't heard a lot of talk about Trump this week, actually. It comes in at number 4. What has gotten a lot of attention, the top 3 here, what's going on with the speakership in the House of Representatives. That still seems to be kind of up in the air. Iran and their assets freeze at 2, and the war in the Middle East is number 1, according to the folks at Talkers. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the 5th year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The People is from Talkers Magazine. At number 10, George Santos. At number 9, Gavin Newsom. At number 8, Carrie Lake. At number 7, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. At number 6, pretty much a whole potpourri of candidates from the Republican side. Donald Trump is number 5. Kevin McCarthy, number 4. Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise sort of tied for number 3. Neither one of them is going to be in that slot. Benjamin Netanyahu, number 2, and Joe Biden, number 1. I would, if it were me and I put this list together, I'd probably flip those two around, but Anyway, these are all important, and so they occupy our time and discussion time on news talk stations all around the country. That's why we have this list. So that's the scoop. You got it. You can find it. The reference is at both talkers.com and gooddayshow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, with a focus on what's going on in the House of Representatives, the Speaker, or the Speaker-to-be. On the people list, we have the folks who are involved, Steve Scalise. Jim Jordan, I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly. Your father, Jennifer, sent me an email after he heard me pronounce it Scalise.
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
You got caught.
I got caught. Right, exactly. All right, so anyway, the idea of these two, not either one of them, making it to the muster. And Kevin McCarthy is number four on the list this week. So where do they go with this?
This is a weird one because, so the conference, Republicans come together and they vote. And there are two nominations for Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise, or Scalise. After they vote, secret ballot, Steve Scalise gets 113 votes. Jim Jordan gets 99. So literally 14 people to show how divided the Republican Party is are the difference between these two characters. Mm-hmm. So then most people, even the people in Jim Jordan's camp, and even Jim Jordan said, okay, well, Steve Scalise kind of won the conference vote. Everybody get behind Steve Scalise. Well, then you get like 10 holdouts again who say, we can't vote for Steve Scalise. We won't vote for Steve Scalise. Even Matt Gaetz, who started all of this, says, vote for Steve Scalise. He'll be better than Kevin McCarthy. But you get 10 wild ones who want to get their face on television who say, okay, we're not going to do this. We can't vote for Steve Scalise. So now Steve Scalise says, well, I'm out of the race because I don't have the votes. I can't go to the floor. It's going to be embarrassing again if we go to the floor for a full House vote and Democrats come with 212 votes for Hakeem Jeffries and I can't get 113. So he has backed out. So now Jim Jordan's back in the race, but they're saying, well, maybe somebody new is going to get in, which means we're not going to have a Speaker of the House, and these dummies need to get it together and start doing what they were sent to Washington, D.C. to do.
How about we put Kevin McCarthy back in?
Oh, he would like that.
Yeah, I think I would, too. And
I
so
think
this
Jim
shows
Jordan
you.
Steve Scalise were both really good choices.
Yeah, but they
and
don't have the support.
Yeah, but neither does McCarthy.
McCarthy
in fact, the Republicans have said now Jesus could enter the race, and they don't know that he would get confirmed. I mean,
so that means they're going to give it over to the Democrats, because
right,
that's what will happen. And the Democrats are not. I don't even know how that functions. If you're not the party in control, that is, you have the Republicans have a speaker because they have more votes than the Democrats. So if you have a Democrat who is the Speaker of the House, how does that work? Because he's not going to be able to get the votes to get things done.
As long as you have the majority of votes, you could have anybody. It could be a Republican, a Democrat, it could be Kennedy.
No, I get that, because they want to put Trump in to be Speaker.
It could be Trump, it could be anybody, but you have to have the majority of votes. So what you need, because it's such a slim majority with the Republicans, you can only lose 4 Republicans, because that's how close the majority is. So
thank Gates for this. This
you
is
have
all
to have
on
everybody
him.
Come together, essentially, and vote for the same person, which I don't know how that can be that hard, especially because the rule's still in place that if one person doesn't like the job they're doing, we can come right back here again. So what's the point? I mean, I would rather see Jordan over Scalise, but if Scalise is the guy, then just do it. And if you don't like him, you can take him out again.
Crazy. This is, the world is nuts. And our system
it's
is beginning to break down.
It's not good.
System's breaking down. So what's Patrick McHenry like? Why does he?
He was picked. He was handpicked by McCarthy. He's the Speaker pro tem. And then there's an argument to be made, because there's a lot of people saying, well, the House can't do anything without a Speaker. Well, he is the Speaker pro tem. He's acting now. So why can't they do anything? Is that just another excuse to not do anything? Because even if they don't have an official Speaker, it seems like he should be able to go to work.
Yeah, so once again,
the Speaker pro tem was actually after 9/11, in case someone was wiped out, so during serious times, things could still get done. So to me, the argument that, oh, we can't do anything doesn't make any sense, even with this guy who hasn't been elected for anything.
Look at the caliber of people, though, that are being elected, like Menendez. He's a scummy rat. And
allegedly.
Then, but no.
He gets to stay in court.
Yeah, right. When he gets the cash, they take the cash out of his suit.
He gets their day in court.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
And look, don't sleep on his wife, because if you don't think that there's something going on with her.
What, with him and her? Or with her and somebody else?
No, she's the one that I think started the...
And I think she did, too.
The business dealings.
Yeah, no, I think she's all over it. That's why they were both indicted, because they're both in it up to their ears. I'm not even sure he's that smart. And when you look at the two of them together, his eyebrow comes about to her boobs. So maybe that's what got in the way of reality. Who knows? But
you have the best observations.
Well, come on.
They don't quite look like they belong together.
All right. There's more food for thought, boys and girls. It's 59 past the hour here on this week's Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.